Here's good old-fashioned lover.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Hi, Ivy. Yes, it's 86439.
Okay, let's see. And what would be the first and last name?
Robert Boyer.
Okay, let's see here.
Can you need me to spell that, ma'am?
That won't be necessary, sir.
Okay.
But thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you just place the order, sir?
Yes, ma'am, I did. And actually, my email says that I only placed the Vigroblast for $6.49, but it doesn't show the Testoblast for $7.48.
Yes, sir, that may come at another time here. Please verify.
Okay.
The address?
It's P.O. Box 20074, Bullhead City, Arizona, 86439.
Thank you for that, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Looking at the account here. Okay, I see the problem.
What happened?
It looks like the only thing that went through was the bigger blast, and the other product was declined.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why. There's nothing wrong with my cards.
Let's see.
We can do it manually right now if you want.
I'm not able to place the order for you, sir. Our system won't allow us to do that.
This nonsense is going to wear me out.
Yes, and let's see here. And I see that you've called before and you were advised to talk to your bank, and you already did.
Yes. So I used a different card. And, you know, my bank, Wells Fargo, which is not a slouchy bank by any means, I assure you, they verified through two levels of customer service that there's nothing wrong with my card. The first time, it was declined because that's what they always do. No matter what I order online, it's automatically declined the first time. And then I get a text message and an email that says that if I want it, then reply yes. And or in the email, you know, call this number. And so I always respond right away, and then I come right back and I order again. And then it goes through. And that's just the way it's been working, well, for years. But I don't know what happened. That's the first time I experienced this is with your company today. Because it always goes the same way.
Yes, sir.
So I just use a different card.
It will only allow you to use one card.
Well, what I'm saying is I closed everything, and I came back and opened it with a different card and ordered both mm-hmm. products. Do you copy that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The only thing that we could advise you to do, sir, is to check back with your bank again and wait for a minimum of 24 hours before trying it again.
Well, how can I order the second product without ordering the first product?
We could cancel out the double order.
Cancel out?
We could get rid of the second order, sir. If you were to order it again and then you have the one product that's already in the system now, and if it pops up again, we can get rid of one of them.
Oh, I see. Okay. I understand what you're saying. I copy that. Okay. So I just need to stand by, stand down for about 24 hours.
And yes, sir. And just to make sure that you let your bank know that you're going to try to order it again, make sure that everything is clear before you place it, and then wait for the 24 hours and then try it again.
Where are y'all from, if you don't mind my asking?
Over in the central states, towards the south.
Okay. Well, it's kind of like Louisiana or Texas or something. I don't know. You have a nice accent.
Alabama and Georgia, and I honestly wish I could get rid
Alabama
of it.
Alabama and Georgia, mercy sakes. Georgia peach. Okay, that's cute. All right. Well, thank you for assisting me. And I'll stand down and I'll see if I can address it tomorrow. So thank you very much for your assistance, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And thank you for calling customer support. And have a good rest of your day, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.